There we go.
Two up.
Holy guacamole. The drought has already boosted prices ahead of tariffs, and Super Bowl prices for avocados are already up 14% from a year ago. Avocados are obviously super popular right now, and they kind of become this staple item in all of our shopping lists. So this is really kind of setting up this perfect case study on consumer behavior. Americans have a few options with the green fruit, and they've become more and more reliant on Mexico in the latest years, right? So now you got this situation with a drought in Mexico, possible tariffs, and what's going to happen with prices of avocados. I took a look on a real hyper local level. 2 for $6 at Sendix over the weekend. If you're going to buy that guacamole pre-made, you're probably looking at $9.99, $10.99 a pound, depending on where you get it. So stay tuned for pricing increases on avocados. It will be really interesting to see how we all make our guacamole for the big game coming up. All right, second, 1,000 spaghetti meals. I like to remind us that the importance of community and commerce is on a hyper-local level. Over the weekend, my parish that runs 5 churches across the area had their annual spaghetti dinner. I'm sure, you know, your church or your place of worship or maybe your school does these annual spaghetti dinners. They are wonderful events, not only for community building, but have a huge impact financially. Our church sold $10 spaghetti meals, sold 1,000 of them, plus all the beverages and extra desserts and stuff that went around them. So it was a $10,000 day. A great reminder of what you can do on a local level with commerce to connect you to the people around your neighborhood. Always a ton going on the national level, but sometimes it's all about our communities and our neighborhood. Coming up next, we're going to do a live look at the markets. Are we getting an early glimpse of Wall Street's response to trade wars? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.